وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salah and salam to our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Then we thank those who give us this opportunity to be here, to gather with our Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam for the sake of Allah, and to remind one another about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and about the day of judgment, the day of recompense, the day of resurrection. And the title of the topic is the fruits of believing in Allah and the last day. The fruits of believing in Allah and the last day. What does believing in Allah mean? First of all, before we talk about the fruits and the benefits, what's the meaning of believing in Allah? What's the meaning of believing the last day? It's a reminding. Believing in Allah means al-Iman bi-wujud Allah Azza wa Jal wa rububiyyatihi wa uluhiyyatihi wa asma'i al-husna wa sifati al-ula. It's to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal exists, subhanah, and that He is the Lord of the universe, of the creation, and that He is the only true God who deserves to be worshipped, and that Allah has the best names and the best descriptions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Lord of the creation. Meaning, He is the Khaliq, Al-Malik, Al-Mudabbir. He is the creator, He is the owner, and He is the controller, the sustainer of all the creation. Nothing moves. Nothing happens but by the power, by the knowledge, by the permission, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So He's the Lord. He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to believe Allah is uluhiyya, that He is the only true God. No one deserves to be worshipped. Him alone is the true God. Anyone other than Him is false God. Whether it's an object, or a human, or an angel, or a man, anybody. It's Allah alone who is the true God, because He alone is the true Lord. And to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the complete and perfect and the best of names, attributes, and descriptions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what believing in Allah means in summary. Believing the last day is to believe that there is life after death, by which the person will be recompensed, will be rewarded according to the action he did in this worldly life. If it was good, good, if it was bad, bad. So people are going to be two groups, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. A group are going to be in Jannah, in paradise, in the heaven, place of joy and happiness and all kinds of happiness. And on the other hand, place of suffering and torture and all kinds of problems and hardships and calamities. To believe that they exist and that they is forever. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing the last day, The fruits, to summarize, is to achieve the success of this life and the success of life after death. And on the other hand, to be saved from misguidance and confusion in this worldly life, and to be saved from punishment, fire, and any kind of hardship in the hereafter. So all kind of success is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in the last day. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the Quran, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. Every soul. Where are our beloved ones? Where are our ancestors? Our grandfather, grandmothers? Some of us, where's our parents? Some of us, where their beloved ones, their friends? Where are the people we used to live about 200 years ago? All of them died. They move to another life called life after death, life of barzakh. Then everyone will die. Then the last day is going to come, Yawm al-Akhir. So Allah mentioned this ayah, every soul will taste death. And Allah said, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, you will be paid your wages in full on the day of Qiyamah. All your wages, all your reward, what you deserve by your own action, by your own statement, by your own intention, good or bad, you will get in full on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. So whoever is distanced from hellfire and admit to paradise, he indeed succeed. He succeed. That the true success is to be saved from Jahannam, from hellfire, and to be admitted to Jannah, to the home of peace and happiness and joy. Allah said, I conclude with this ayah, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This life, worldly life, is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion, deception. Brothers in Islam. So, believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, believing the last day, believing Allah is really Jal Azza wa Jal, is by that you get the fruits of this, the beauty of this life and the beauty of the hereafter. The safety of this life and the safety of the hereafter. If we break it down, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this worldly life, by believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing Allah azza wa jal, Allah's religion, Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala religion, from that and from the principles of that, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, you take the path of guidance in this worldly life. And you stay away from the path of misguidance and deviation and confusion and darkness if you believe in Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just to take one example, there are people who are there doing a lot of acts of worship, spending their energy, their time, their money, their effort to worship a cow, an animal. People worship a fire. They enter a fire. People worship a rat. People worship images. People worship human beings who die in their body. People worship objects. People worship trees. People worship all those things. Where do they spend their wealth? Through that. As for you, the one who believes in Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, you worship the Lord of the creation. You worship Allah who created you and gave you everything you have. He gave you vision, he gave you hearing, he gave you understanding, he gave you speech. He helped you to eat, he helped you to move, he helped you to understand, to walk. He helped you with everything. He protected you from all calamity. That Lord who created the heaven and the earth, you worship that Lord. You are upon bayin, upon proof and evidence. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهَا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. So you worship Allah تبارك وتعالى. You walk to please Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah تبارك وتعالى. With all that, the fruit goes back to you. It's you only who benefit from that. Allah is sufficient subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man amila salihan falinafsih wa man asa'a fa'alayha. So believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are upon tawheed, you are upon guidance, you are upon certainty, you are upon knowledge in this worldly life, upon huda, and in the hereafter you are on the guidance, on the path or as-sirat al-mustaqim, on the top of Jahannam, and you pass into the Jannah, to the paradise. Other than that, the one who doesn't believe in Allah and he doesn't believe in the last day in a correct way in this life, he remains upon this guidance. All his action is lost. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. He gets nothing from his actions. What a great fruit is, if your action is accepted, if you please your Lord, if you are upon sound understanding, if your actions are accepted, Allahu Akbar. If you are upon the guidance, and on the other hand, on the day of judgment, if you have light, if you have means to reach to the Jannah in a safe way, you get that by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing the last day. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in the last day gives you in this worldly life the rest of the heart. If you remember Allah, you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you, Allah hears you, Allah is one who controls your life, not the human being, not your enemy, nobody else, but your Lord, the most gracious, the most merciful, the all-knowing, the all-hearing, the one who has power over everything. That one is one who controls your life. Your Lord, who created you, who had mercy upon you, who gave you everything you have, is one who controls your life. Not someone who doesn't aware of you, not someone who doesn't like you, so not somebody who is weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, has life. Whatever you go through of hardship, you have Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is well acquainted. Allah knows what you go through. That gives you, when you remember Him, you turn to Him, you ask Him, you rely on Him, you have the tranquility of the heart, the rest of the heart. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبُ. You go through hardship, worldly hardship, which everyone must go through. Worldly hardships. And you remember Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى and you feel relief, wallahi. So many hardships, Allah is there. Allah knows. Allah subhanahu has a wisdom. Tabaraka wa ta'ala has a reason. He is able to have your way out. Wala help you, your heart rests. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. You'll never hear anyone who believes in Allah truly, believe the last day, whoever commit suicide, whoever want to get rid of his life, wallahi you never see. Unlike those who don't believe in Allah, or those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of them lost life. They get rid of their life. They kill themselves with their own hand because of the pain, because of what they go through. That never ever happened from a messenger, from a prophet, from a true believer. Never. Because of believing in Allah. Because of believing in Allah. Allah said in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. Any calamity, any hardship, accident, sickness, poverty, enemy, problem, whatever you go through, you remember you have Allah. Nothing happened but by the permission of Allah. And Allah has a reason, Allah has a wisdom good for you. Whether you feel or not, what happened, يَهْدِ قَلْبَ اللَّهِ قَلْسِ يُعَرْضِ. And you feel better. al-yusirrini. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he goes through hardship, he used to rush to the prayer because he's talking to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayr al-Maghdubi Alayhim wa Al-Dallin. He recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad, sometime Ila Ja'a Nasrullah, sometime is the Quran. By the time the Prophet ﷺ finished Salam, all the grief goes away. So, by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the last day, you will find tranquility, you will find the rest of the heart. Many people, when they lose job, when they get sick, when they go through hardship, in order to cool down, they consume drugs, they drink alcohol, they start acting, doing something to feel peace, but they never feel peace. The more they do, the more they suffer. But if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember Allah, you make tasbih, you make tahleel, you recite Quran, wallahi, those things go away. Allah is talking to you in Quran and teaches you. So, in remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this worldly life, you may be materially poor, you may be poor, you may not have that much money, you may be physically sick, you may have all these, but because the richness is the richness of the heart, the peace is from the heart. How many people have so much money, so much names, so much jobs, but they are burning in their heart? They lost life. One of those musicians, non-Muslims, who used to make a lot of money, become Muslim. He mentioned, when he become Muslim, he become poor compared to how he was when he was non-Muslim and he was making the music. But he said he feel more happier. He feel more calm, more tranquility. He feel more joy than ever he was before. Wallahi, believing in Allah, worshiping Allah, obeying Allah before the hereafter, even in this worldly life, is happiness and the joy of the heart. I never forget one of my students who used to practice, but then he went to the market. And then,
one sec.
After about, Allahu A'lam, 10 years, 15 years, he called me back. I even forget about him.
Working on
teacher,
that.
Do you know me? I don't remember him. I am so and so, the brother of so and so. Yes, I remember you. How are you? You are still alive? Yes. And I didn't hear about you. Yes. Did I tell you one thing? Teacher, yes. I did everything. The youth, they knew it. I did that. I did this. I did this. Alhamdulillah, I returned to Allah. You know why? Wallah, he said, I couldn't find the joy and the happiness I used to feel when I used to come to the Quran, when I used to come to the masjid. I lost it then. I come back now, I find it back. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. This is the reality. Well, how about if he would have more knowledge, more certainty, more righteous actions? No doubt he would have more peace. So, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in the last day, it gives you this worldly life, happiness and joy. Even though you may not financially be stable. From the fruits of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day is that no one will be saved from Jahannam, from hellfire, and will enter paradise except someone who believes in Allah. No hope. No hope for someone who doesn't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and doesn't believe in the last day. He has no hope to enter paradise, and he has no hope to be saved from hellfire. Unlike the one who believes in Allah and believes in the last day, Allah promises, regardless how much bad that person does, if he die upon tawheed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit him the heaven and the jannah. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. So Allah promised subhanahu wa ta'ala, anybody who die upon tawheed, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing the last day, that one day he will enter Jannah. One day you will enter paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, anybody who is in his heart, the smallest thing of faith in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him enter Jannah. Even if the individual, because of nature sin, the enter hellfire, Allah will not let somebody who say La ilaha illallah, believing in Allah, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, to remain in hellfire forever. Allah will not do that, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's believing in Allah. On the other hand, لَن تَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا نَفْسُ الْمُؤْمِنَةِ No soul will enter paradise but believing one. So, by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promised you Azza wa Jal to be from the people of Jannah. And even because of committing a major sin, if the person entered to the hellfire, he will not be there forever. And he will not be punished even in the hellfire as those who disbelieve in Allah are being punished. So it's a great fruit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from his guidance in this worldly life and punishment and hardships in this worldly life, save us in this worldly life and in the hereafter, and to give us guidance and joy in this dunya and in the hereafter. From the fruits of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing the last day is that you do the righteous actions and you leave the bad actions. You do the action that pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you do the action that is good to the people, good to the animal, good to the creation, because of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Allah sees you, Allah hears you, Allah watches you, Allah knows the word of you. Tabaraka subhanahu wa ta'ala have ilm upon you, have muraqaba upon you. By knowing that, it helps you to do good deeds. It helps you to leave the bad deeds. It helps you to help people. It helps you to give safety to the people. Someone who truly believes in Allah, he will not oppress the people. And if he does, he will repent. He will help people. He will be good to them. He will be nice to them because of believing in Allah and the last day. Based on how truly and how much he believes in Allah and in the last day. So that brings the person, guides him to do the good actions. Guides him to do the good actions. Guides him to live off the bad actions. From the fruits of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you do a very small acts of worship. Very small act of worship. Sometimes even you don't do it, you just intend it, and Allah give you great reward. Allahu Akbar. You say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. How much reward Allah gives to you? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, kalimatan khafifatan ala lisan, ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العليم Two words which is easy to the tongue, more dearer and loved to Ar-Rahman, to the most gracious, and heavy on the scale of the day of judgment. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العليم. You give a small amount of charity to the poor, to the cause of Allah, Allah make it bigger until it becomes like a mountain. You do good action, and people, they take that action from you. You teach them salah, you teach them tawheed, you tell them the right thing. They act, you get the reward. The same reward they get without reducing their reward. So you do a little thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you a big thing. You remember, inshallah ta'ala, the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, which inshallah is about to approach us. We ask Allah to guarantee us, to bestow upon us to reach that night and to get the barakah, the forgiveness and the elevation in that night, and not ever to cause us to deviate. In that night, the ibadah, the act of worship you do with Allah is better. The act of worship you do 1,000 months is over 83 years, one night. So in believing in Allah in last day, you do right small actions and you get a bigger reward. This is just an example. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man hamma bi hasanatin falam ya'malha kutiba lahu hasan." If you intend something good, you want to do it, you are not able, you get a reward. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "Al-mar yuhibbu al-mar'a, yuhibbu al-qawma wa lamma yalhaq bihim." A person loves the people, but he cannot reach out to them because of their actions. Somebody loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody loved the prophets of Allah, but he cannot do like what they do. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person is going to be with those he love. You are going with Prophet, you're going to be with Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the prophets of Allah, what you did, no close to what they did. Why? Because of the good intention. because you love them, because you wish to do what they did. You love them because of what they do of good. Allah give you that great reward. You get from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Brothers, this is Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Quran that the one who died believing in Allah, the angels give him glad tidings and good news even before the soul goes out from the body. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ اللهم يا الله بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى اللهم اجعلنا منه وهذا نجس عن المدوس الله منجي سبحانه وتعالى the one who believes in Allah and he is upright, he is on that path believing in Allah. Angels descend on him when he is about to die, they tell him لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Don't fear the future and where you heading to, and don't grieve what happened in the past, of your action, of whoever. Don't grieve. Have a complete peace of mind up in your front and in your back. And have glad tidings of the paradise. You have been promised. If you fast Ramadan, you get this. If you pray the five prayer, you get this. If the believing woman take hijab, she get this. If you do this one, you get this. All this action you are believing, you are doing it. If you leave off these haram things for the sake of Allah, you avoid this for the sake of Allah, you're going to get this one. You're pleasing Allah, you're getting Jannah. You'll be safe from hellfire, you will have good life. You believe, you did, it is today you get what you have promised. People don't hear it, but the person, he sees the angels, he healed them. So you get these glad tidings, even in the life of Barzakh, life which is between worldly life and the hereafter, the life of grave, you're going to have joy in your grave by believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many years? Prophet Adam, until now, how many years, hundreds of years, thousands of years in his life of grave? He having joy and happiness. So, by believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in last day, you get glad tidings in this life and in the hereafter. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bushra of believing in Allah azza wa jal, the fruits of believing in Allah, the greatest fruit is that you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. The most beautiful one you ever think about. You see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Every blessings and every joy you had in Jannah is nothing compared to the seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You get that by believing in Him azza wa jal, by believing in the last day. This is sufficient. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. You get Jannah and you get extra. That seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, akbar ni'mah. So there are so much fruits, good fruits and benefits in believing Allah and being a believer and believing last day. So congratulations for you, good news for you. And he alak, ya ayyuhal mu'min, wa ya ayyatuhal mu'min, bi imanika billahi wa adhu la sharika lah. والإيمان باليوم الآخر, believing in the last day, has so many thamarat, many good things. By believing in the last day, you are safe from it is evil. By believing in the last day, you do the righteous actions and you leave the bad actions. By believing in the last day, whatever hardship you go through in this worldly life, you know there is a day of judgment. This world life will not be forever. So you will be out of it. Just be patient. and that gives him joy. Unlike someone who doesn't believe life after this, and he doesn't believe life after this, and he goes through hardship in this life, he doesn't see in front of him a future in this worldly life. He lost his job. He's in life sentence. He lost his beloved, his father, his parents, his wife, his kids. And he doesn't believe there's another life. There's way out. How that person is going to feel? That's why they commit suicide. They smile, they hang themselves. They kill themselves. They throw them from bridges, from the buildings, from the cars. Why? Because they lost hope. Unlike the one who believes there's another life. Somebody oppress you. A company oppress you. Your neighbor oppress you. Somebody make you suffer. You believe Akhirah, he's going to bring that. One day he's going to come, he carrying your right. That makes you live relief. When the people oppress you, sometimes you cannot even talk. Some people even get sick. Some people, they act wildly, violently. But if the person believes in Allah, okay. There is a day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the judge, who al-hakam, yahkum bayna ibadi. You go to the court, you have been oppressed, the judge, he made you wrong. Go to the jail, pay this amount of money. And Allah knows you are innocent. Just like Prophet Yusuf was innocent, but he was sent to jail. When you know there is another life, there will be this case, will be taken again by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you will get all your rights. فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَدْمًا. You don't fear to lose any of your rights. Whether you're Muslim, you're non-Muslim, whether you are human or you are animal, you're going to get it. When you feel that, what you're going to do, you say, let it go. Let them keep it. Let the employer have my money. Let them hide themselves. I'm going to get it anyway. And you become relieved. From the blessings of believing, the light, the judgment of the judgment of the hereafter. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, said, "لَتُعَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا حَتَّى يُقَادَ لِشَاتِ الْجَلْحَاءَ مِنَ شَاتِ الْقَرْمَانِ." By Allah, you are going to give the rights of those who deserve on the day of judgment until the sheep, which is with her, is revenged. From it to the one, to the sheep without horn. Meaning the animal, the sheep, some of the animal has horn, very sharp, like a knife. And the other one doesn't have horn like the human hair. And they sometimes hit one another. And this one is hit, it's bleeding. It doesn't have something to defend itself with. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wallahi, on the day of judgment, Allah is going to bring those two sheep to revenge from one another. Let alone human. So if you come to know somebody oppress you, whoever he may be, and you remember that day is going to come and they're going to pay you, what are you going to feel? You take it easy. If that doesn't happen and you don't believe that, you're going to suffer a lot of psychological sicknesses, a lot of problems. You just go away, keep it with me. And you deny me I have this case, or judge, you put me into the jail, and you know that I'm oppressed, you need just to be there. I'm going another day. I'm going to get it. How are you going to feel? Tasliya. You're going to feel relief. This is from the fruits of believing there's a day of judgment, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be azza wa jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who judges subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal ibadahu. If you believe the day of judgment and that day is going to come, you're going to be rewarded according to your own action, not to the action of someone else. Everything good you get, you do it, you will get it. Where's that going to lead you? Is that going to lead you to do more righteous actions? To do more righteous actions, because you are going to get it. Send it forth. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. So that pushes the believer to do more actions, to avoid bad actions. Because you believe you are going to get it when you do it. So do it now, the good actions, as much as you can do it. And avoid the bad actions as much as you can avoid it. And you have in mind, you believe that you get the good actions there in front of you. Not even on the day of judgment, as we mentioned, from the death time. Rather, some of it in this worldly life, including the happiness and the joy we talk about. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I am concluding to this one. Believing the last day, it makes easy for the person who is going through hardship, and it gives him relief to accept it, what he is going through of hardships, by believing there is another life. For instance, you get sick. You suffer with illnesses, pain. You remember there is another life which is longer than this one. There is more pain. That hellfire is more pain. When you remember that, what you're going to do, you realize that this is not the worst pain. Therefore, you say, I need to take the means to be safe from the pain of there. And from that, to be patient on what I'm going through of hardship, of sickness. Because in the sickness, forgiveness. In the sickness and illnesses and hardships for the believer, elevation. Every hardship you go through, ما من مصيبة ما من مسلم يصيبه مصيبة تصيبه مصيبة ما من مسلم ما يصيب المسلم من نصر ولا وصل ولا هم ولا حزن حتى الشوكة يشاكوا إلا كفر الله بها خطيئته. So when you get sick, for instance, you have some people, نسأل الله الكريم السلامة والعافية, they go through a lot of hardship. Sometimes they sit years. Those people and whoever taking care of them, when they remember that it's not the ending, this is not the ending. This pain is forgiveness. This pain is elevation. There is another pain harder than that. So accept this one and do the good thing to be safe from the other one. What they do, they come down and they accept it. On the other hand, if they remember there's another life and there is home of peace, the Jannah, heaven, no pain. You're going to be out of this pain. So work for that akhirah by being patient on this pain, by making dhikr, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, by having the expectation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify you. That makes the sick person believe. How many people who are upon Tawheed and wallahi they go through hardship, and when you ask them, they just smile, Alhamdulillah, we are in blessings. Alhamdulillah, we are in blessings. We have a blessing, we will not have it forever. Alhamdulillah. Well, how it happened? It's because of believing life after death. So, brothers and sisters, believing in Allah and believing the last day has so many fruits and many benefits for the believer. To summarize, it's guidance in this life to the straight path and guidance in the hereafter to the path of Jannah, paradise. It is saved in this life from his guidance, from confusion, from doubts, from problems, the disease of the heart, to the happiness, to the certainty, to the yaqeen, to the knowledge, to the good, to the guidance. And in the hereafter is safety from hellfire and admittance to the Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah, we conclude with this talk, the hadith of the Prophet with the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنَ حَبَّ يُزَحْزَحْ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيُدْخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ فلتأتيه منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه. Whoever loves, whoever likes to be distanced from hellfire and to be admitted to paradise, every one of us loves that. Let death comes to him while he believes in Allah and he believes the last day. And let him treat people the way he likes to be treated. We ask Allah al-Kareem Subhanah to help us to do that. We ask Allah al-Kareem Subhanah, the Asma'i al-Husna, wa Sifati al-Ula, wa bi'annahu la ilaha illa huwa al-Ahad al-Samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, to help us, to cause us to cry, to die upon believing in Allah, believing in Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, believing the last day, treating the people the way we like them to be treated us. We ask Allah to give us a good ending. We ask Allah to accept it from us. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك فيكم. Until Maghrib, we will have Q&A. بإذن الله تعالى. If you have a question, write it and bring it up here. The sisters, if they have a question, they can write it and give it to one of the children to bring it to us. بإذن الله تعالى. We'll start with one question that is a general question. And the question is, Shaykhana, what is the best way to deal with anxiety, waswas, negative and psychological feelings, and spiritual diseases like evil eye, spiritual problems like evil eye, sihr, and the feelings of hopelessness? I know it's a very long question.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala Rasulullah, nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah ma anzala da'a illa anzala ma'ahu dawa'." O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, there is no disease, there is a cure. And from the cure, the Quran, recitation of the Quran, especially the Fatiha. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِيِّ and the rest of the Quran. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Quran is cure. Quran is safety. It's cure for the wasawis, for the depression, for the whispering, for the doubts, for the hopelessness. It's cure for all diseases, cure for the physical sicknesses. And from that, take the means. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, call a doctor, somebody will get sick. One of the female asked, all the Messenger of Allah, even you telling people to go to a doctor, he said, ibadallahi tadawu, all the slave of Allah, sick medicine. So take the means. You take the means by making this adhkar in the morning, by asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala way out, by taking also the means of going to the doctor, those who specialize in that field, the trusted ones. When you take both means, the cure of that is to remain patient. And to remember what we were mentioning a while ago, these sicknesses is purification for you, is elevation for you, is good for you. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, I am sick. She mentioned the sickness. As a Sahih Muslim, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I either make dua for you, or you remain patient and you get jannah. She said, I want a jannah. I want a paradise. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he used to say, anyone who wants to see a woman from the people of Jannah who is walking on earth, let him look at that black woman. I mean, that woman who is dark, a dark skinned woman. That's what the Sahabi used to say, because he's pointing to a specific person. A woman who is from the people of Jannah walking on earth, let him look at that woman. Why? How she get the Jannah? Because she get the Jannah because of the pain of the sickness. Sometimes two people have the same physical sickness. One of them, the sickness gets worse. One of them gets relief because of not having a sound creed. So, Alhamdulillah, if you get sick, recite Quran to yourself. Alhamdulillah is also allowing someone who recites Quran to recite on you. Your mother, your sister, your husband, your wife, somebody, your neighbor, your teacher, to recite Quran on yourself, someone to recite Quran on you is cured. Walillahi alhamdu wal min. Walillahi alhamdu wal min. Wallahi, I don't want to mention the individual, but just an example. A brother mentioned to somebody, his wife is sick. Every night, protect me. Please protect me. He say, how can I protect? I don't see something to protect you. Can you please make ruqya on him? Okay, bring him that day. He brought that day to the person. Wallah, I was a witness. Person, he recite. Al-Fatiha. Then he recite. Alif Lam Mim. Al-Alkir Kitab. La Rayba Fi. Person, the woman, she fell down. She lose consciousness. Person wanted to hold up her husband. The one who recited the Quran said, leave her. And then she woke up. She looked around. She put her hijab on. Where am I? Who brought me here? She was not aware of that. She never had that disease after that. Almost 12 years passed. Walillahi, I witnessed that. It's Quran. It's a cure. So ruqya shar'iyya, reciting after every mandatory prayer, reciting ayatul kursi, قُلْ عَدْبِ رَبِّ الْفَالِ قُلْ عَدْبِ الْنَاسِ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحْدٍ. Reciting the Quran. Remember in Akhirah, a lot of anxiety is caused because of being attached to the worldly life. If we get worldly life, we're happy. If we lose, we failure. That's the problem. But if you know this life is not that, it's not worthy that. It's not worthy. Akhirah, then you find the world there is not going to be so big in your heart. There are physical sicknesses. The doctors, they know it. Wallahi alhamdu. Go to the doctor. Take the means. Make dua. Remain patient. Sometimes because of lack of patience, things get worse. You have the expectation, I have to be cured. I have to walk on my feet tonight. And Allah decree, it takes 3 days, a month, a year. What's going to happen? You're suffering before that because of your high expectation. Alhamdulillah, expect good from Allah. Husnul dhann billah azza wa jalla. Think good about Allah azza wa jalla. Allah is so gracious, so merciful. He is not punishing you. It's not a punishment. Even the kuffar. Allah mentioned in the Quran, his enemy, when he punished them in this world life, the reason is to go back to Allah. So they don't enter the bigger punishment. We making them test. This punishment, worldly punishment, before the hereafter, the big one, so they may return to Allah. So how many people went sick? How many people went hardship? And they went back to Allah and they become upright. Allah has a wisdom. So be patient, make dua, and be accept, alhamdulillah, the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will find many of these things is going to go away. And be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, as we said, remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember Allah, be connected to the good people, the gathering of knowledge, the salawat, the khushu', humbleness, understanding the deen is a matter of time. Insha'Allah, Allah will take that sickness away from you. And if it happened, some people are tested to remain, you live this worldly life while you have no sin. I conclude the hadith. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who goes through the meaning goes through hardship. فَصَبَرَ وَاحْتَسَبَ الْأَجْرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Two things. Someone who gets sick, he remains patient. He remains patient in the heart. He doesn't say, why me? Why I'm going through? He accepts the reward. In the mouth, he doesn't complain. In the hand, in the body, he doesn't slap his face, he doesn't throw his staff. He remains patient. He holds himself patient. Not only that, احْتَسَبَ الْأَجْرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He's expecting reward from Allah. Allah gives him one of two. Either Allah cure this person from this sickness or take this person's soul away while the person has no sin. Think about if you believe that. or this sickness I am in, I'm going to get one of two. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is curing me from, and I will walk away. Or Allah will take my soul, I'm going to die anyway, while I have no sin. If someone has this aqidah, how is he going to be in a state of depression? Unless is sometimes this depression may be caused by drugs, may be caused by medications, may be caused by those other things. We need to avoid the sin, and inshallah ta'ala, where Allah is going to give us shifa bi'idhnillah ta'ala.
Jazakumullahu khairan. The second question is, young people watch debates of Muslims debating people of other ideologies. Some of these doubts start to enter into their hearts. What is your advice for the one who has doubts now and those who continue to watch these debates with different religions, Christians, atheists, and the like?
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من سمع الدجال فلينأ عنه. Whoever hears about الدجال, he should stay away from it. The دجال is this human being which will come out close to the day of judgment. He will be a big trial. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever hear about him, he should get close, he should stay away from him. Why? Someone may think he has iman, he comes to him, he follows because of the doubts. Therefore, these debates, anyone say negative thing about Islam, don't listen to it. You already have the safety. If you listen to it, and you are not educated, you don't know the deception of these people. You don't know how they misplace things, how they misinterpret things. You don't know what they are lying. You don't know what will happen. You may accept it. So don't listen to it. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, this great Sahabi who the Prophet make dua for him. Oh Allah, faqih fi din wa alim ta'wil, give him the sound instead of religion and teach him the interpretation of the religion. Someone from the people of any place come to him, he said, I want to recite ayah on you. He said, no. When we hear the messenger of Allah said, we used to listen to the person and we used to look at the person. But when people started mixing things, right and wrong, lie and truth, we don't listen to anybody. We don't take anyone from anything from the people except what we know. So you don't listen to the people of innovations, you don't listen to the disbelievers, you don't listen to somebody who say negative about Islam because you don't know everything, you don't know much. So how are you going to answer? One of the sisters advised calling. She said, please can you talk to my son? He left Islam, he's atheist. She said, why? He used to debate with the people. I'm refuting innovators. From the Muslim. I used to say, my son, you are not well educated yet. Let this be for those who know more. No, I have to refute the innovators. Then he jumped to the atheist, argue with them. My son, leave this disbeliever. No, I have to refute them. Next thing, he believed in them. He said, Allah doesn't exist. Allah doesn't exist. I contacted him through email. I said, your mother gave me your email, and she said, talk to him. And she told me, you don't believe in Allah after being a Muslim. Is that right? He said, yes. So you don't believe Allah exists? He said, he doesn't believe Allah exists. I said, are you sure that Allah doesn't exist? Yes, he's sure Allah doesn't exist. I said, how? He said, because he studied physics. He's a bachelor. And he knows, and he started bringing those philosophy, connecting things which are not connected to. I say, okay. So how do you say it? You're 100% sure God doesn't exist? He said, yes, it doesn't exist. I say, how if I ask one question, I prove to you you're lying. He said, what's your question? I said, you know everything that exists. He said, no. I said, you will say you're sure God doesn't exist. Now you know you're lying. Because if you say God doesn't exist, and at the same time you say everything that exists, you do not know. Why not logically? God is not from those things which exist, but you don't know. Wallahi. He said, okay, yes, but what I can say, I cannot prove his existence. I say, I'm going to answer to you. How about if I prove to you that is wrong? He never responded to me. I take this man, he said, he doesn't want to answer. So the point is, because this person is ignorant, he doesn't know it. And then you go to somebody who confuses him. So don't listen to the deal of bid'ah. Don't listen to the debate between Christian and Muslim, between any various and Ahl-Sunnah. Don't listen to them. Don't do that. Just listen to the people of Islam, the people upon Sunnah listen. But if it happened, you human being, someone approach you, somehow you listen. Now you question yourself about the Sunnah. You question about Islam. You question about Allah's existence. What should you do? Right away, turn to those who know and ask them. Don't let it go and go deep in your heart and you digest this shubha and it takes time. No, don't accept. Right away, ask the people of knowledge. Somebody saying so and so, what do you think? What is the proof? Are you finding it? And today we know this atheist issue. And many, subhanAllah, some of the young ones, they are confused. One of the fathers, I met him. How are you doing it? Alhamdulillah. Where is so-and-so, the nice guy? Oh, he left Islam, he became atheist. Why? Because of ignorance. SubhanAllah, if you would have understand one ayah in Quran, one single ayah in Quran, is sufficient. No atheist can answer that question. Only one single ayah in Quran. Very short ayah. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. In this ayah is three scenarios. Either the one who deny that God exists, either he created himself, or no one created, or someone created. That's another scenario. He cannot say he created himself because logically it's impossible. You are the beginning. We know you were not existing years back. How did you create yourself and make yourself into existence, and you are not even existing yet? It doesn't make sense. On the other hand, what's the next scenario? That you just happen. You come randomly. How is that possible that you, human, with this brain, with your heart, with this system, the vein, all is just happening. All this is just happening, out of nowhere. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense. If you say it makes sense, I'm asking you, if you give me a car, it just happen. A machine will just happen. A big house will just happen. Nothing is just happening. So, if then you need to create yourself, and it's impossible to be just happen because of the way you create, then somebody create, and that's Allah Azza wa Jalla. So your existence is a proof for the existence of your Lord. When you deny your own existence, deny the existence of your Lord. If you believe you exist, you must believe the one who created you, who is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's very clear. And as we have mentioned now, those who say God doesn't exist, they're liars. Because they don't know everything. How can they deny something they have no knowledge for? The point is, brothers and sisters in Islam, the more somebody knows the religion, wallahi, the more you increase certainty on your religion. If you have ilm, if you have knowledge, because you come to know this person doesn't have something to argue. So again, it is not allowed, it's haram in Islam to listen something someone say bad about Islam. Unless you are someone who is educated and is there to advise them. If you are there to debate with them, to remove the doubts, you qualify, now you are allowed. Other than that, I'm not allowed to listen to them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man atta arrafan, فصدقه بما يقول فقد كذب بما أنزل على محمد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So don't come to a magician. Those who make magic, don't listen to them. Don't go to them. Don't ask about them. Leave them alone. Why? Because you may fall into their trap. So the cure is, therefore the ulama, they say, those who make the debate between Muslims and Christians, those Muslims who become in public and make public debate, the ulama, they say, this is not the will of the righteous people. It was not that long, just today, someone sent me a clip, a sheikh saying, for there was a debate. There was people, they gathered them, and I don't remember the time period, in a place, and they teach them the Tawheed, 50 people, only 50 people, non-Muslim, they teach them the Tawheed. They teach them the Tawheed, Iman, what believing in Allah, all this. And another 50 people, they brought a debate between Muslim and the other people, and Christians. 50 non-Muslim, 50 non-Muslim. 50 only Muslims telling something about the Tawheed. 50 a Muslim and non-Muslim debate in front of them. They say out of the 50, 40 become Muslim. Those who were just listening to the Tawheed. And the da'i said, inshallah, the other 10, they are on their way. Unlike the other 50 who were listening to the debate, only one become Muslim. The point is, this debate corrupts the people. If you are only debating with those people, no Muslim, except educated, na'am, but to go in front of the people and you say, because you may not answer every question, someone may not be satisfied the way you answer. And it's because of your ignorance, it's not because of the religion, that this people may think the Islam is not right. Who is the cause? You. So again, as Imam Imam Al-Jurri, Sharia, he mentioned, Manhaj Al-Sunnah is not to debate with the people of any verse in front of the public. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakumullah khairan. There's a lot of questions here. This one is about the 15th of Sha'ban. What are the special benefits of this? I guess it's the night of the 15th. And fasting it and doing special extra ibadah.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The people of knowledge mentioned that Shaykh al-Albani and others, nothing of specific action to do the night of the 15th of the night of Sha'ban or the day of Sha'ban is authentic. No narration. Everything related to that is not authentic. Nothing. Therefore, that night is like the rest of the night. Some people believe it's the night the Prophet was ascended to the heaven, Laylat al-Isra wal Mi'raj, and that's not authentic. So it's like any other nights. The tahajjud is open. The day is like the day of Sha'ban. Fasting is encouraged. All the month of Sha'ban. Rather, Prophet used to fast most of the month of Sha'ban. Yes, but not because it's the middle of the month, but because it's Sha'ban, Prophet encouraged, Prophet fast, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So nothing is specific to do that night because it's the half of the 15th of the night of Sha'ban. That's what the ulama said, Allahu alam.
Now, this is a long question. I will summarize it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The questioner said, Christians and Jews, for example, they also believe in Allah, God, and the last day. And they say, similar to what the Muslims say, that they will enjoy paradise and so on. What is the difference in what comes to the non-Muslims from his belief in God or Allah? What is his wish? Afwan.
In other words, they benefit right now, and we benefit. Allah gives them right,
yes.
Allah gives them life. Gives us life. Gives them life. Allah gives them health. Yes. Gives us health.
Yes.
And they say it's based on their belief in Allah. So is the difference that in regards to our belief in Allah and what we receive of benefits, is it based on Allah just giving us things, or is it based on what we do, our worship to Allah? Is this the difference, or is there something else between us and them? Is it our worshiping Allah that brings us this? Because they get it too. And so what is the difference? You know, so the Christians say, well, you know, what's the difference? What makes us different than them in regards to getting it from the believer?
If I understand that, the question is, Christians and the Jews, they say, just like the Muslims have life, health, growing, joy, we also have it. So what's the difference between us and the Muslims? In this worldly life, Muslim and non-Muslim, for human and animal, everybody is going to life. He's going to have life. He's going to exist until the time that Allah appointed enters. So you will eat, you will consume, you will have life. Even if he is the shaitan, he has the longest life. He's still alive. He will be alive until this worldly life exists. Until there is a human being or jinn to this guy, the Iblis is there. And that's the thing Allah loves him. That's the thing Allah is pleased with him. Allah has given this life to everyone he created. But for the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this blessing is from Allah, and therefore thanks Allah for that, and worship Allah alone for that, that one is going to get not only this worldly life, also he will have life after that. As for the one who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jalla, who removes the blessings to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deny Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to worship others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's all he takes in his life. He gets nothing after that. That's one thing. As for saying Christians believe in Allah, they believe in the last day, and the Muslims believe in Allah and the last day, what's the difference? Christians, what do they believe? Some of them believe God is Jesus. Some of them believe God has a son. Some of them believe there are three gods. Some of them believe Allah is the only God, but they worship others with him by the name of Jesus, by the name of so and so. They pray to other than Allah. They give thanks to the other than Allah for what only Allah gives them. A big difference. But believer, he believes only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the affair. All blessings from him. And he alone deserves to worship. He alone deserves to thank you for all that. Him alone. So it's a big difference. The Christian, they believe on the day of judgment, they are saved by Jesus. They are saved. Jesus was crucified because of that, because of their sin. And Muslim, he believe. No. The person is saved on the day of judgment by Allah only through to the taqwa, to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Only Allah will save those who fear of him. So Jesus will not save, Prophet Muhammad will not save, nobody else will save. The person, only Allah saves. And Allah saves those who obey him, those who believe in him. وَأَنْدِرْبِيَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ لَيْسَ لَوْمِ دُّرِ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيعُ الْعَلَمِ يَرْتَمَجَ. The one who truly believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and believe the last day is the one who knows you call, you go to come before Allah, while you have no intercessor and you have no helper besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is the true belief in Allah Azza wa Jalla. But someone believe the saint will hold my hand and put me Jannah from that side. Jesus will do this. So and so will do this. He doesn't believe in this in the hereafter in a true belief. He doesn't believe that Allah is Malik Yawmiddin, is the king of the day of recompense. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَيْرِ لِلَّهِ. The order, the command before that day is for Allah alone. They don't believe that. They believe for Jesus. They believe for so and so. They believe some of them, even Muslims. Prophet Muhammad saved them. It's guaranteed. Therefore, they ask the messenger to save them. مَتَّبْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Every answer of the message of Allah. إِشْفَعْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Intercede for us on the message of Allah. And this is worship other than Allah. Messenger, even he doesn't hear them. He is not even aware of them. Jesus is not aware of those people. He doesn't know about them. So this is a big difference. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Jazakumullah khairan. There are so many good questions here.
But we don't have time. The Shaykh, he has to catch his flight. Ibn Allah Ta'ala will keep the questions with us and we'll ask the Shaykh to answer them. If you want to contact the brothers, there's a QR code right there. It's around to join the Telegram channel for Mr. Ibadur Rahman, VA. Inshallah, these questions, you can contact us and they'll be answered, inshallah. The Shaykh says he has to go. We're going to pray, inshallah, Maghrib right now, and then we have to go. We thank you for attending our event. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you greatly for your patience and for thinking well of us, and for, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So inshallah, we'll proceed. As for the sisters, if there's someone that doesn't have wudu, the brothers will wait here. We will give you a few minutes to make wudu, 3 minutes, and then we will come out and pray. So please, if you don't have wudu from the sisters, please go ahead and make it now. Jazakumullah khairan. Maybe we'll answer one question. The 2 minutes, it has to be quick, inshallah. I'm just picking a random question. The question is, how can one overcome shyness when it comes to conveying the truth to the people or advising their brothers in Islam if they dislike confrontation?
Yes, the shyness, that is to enjoy the good and to forbid the evil in a good way, in a nice way, in a gentle way, that's the shyness. Not to correct the mistake is not shyness. That's a wrong shyness. That's wrong. That's not respecting the person. That's not being nice to the person. That's not being sincere to the person. No. Be between two. Someone who doesn't advise, or someone who advises aggressively and slander people. Be between them. Advise in a nice way. They accept, alhamdulillah. They don't accept, you convey the message. Nothing else is on you. So don't pressure yourself. Akhi, this is the sunnah, this is the right thing, this is Islam. Alhamdulillah. They accept, define, they don't accept, nothing is on you. After that, you leave them alone. Unless you see there's a benefit to advise them. But to say, I see a wrong thing, something bad for the person, this again is the deen of Allah, and I'm shy. What do you do? You see somebody going to fire. You go and shy to tell him, don't go to the fire. You know somebody who need a job. You know a company here. They have nice job, easy job, big payment. You shy from telling there's a job there, go to that. You don't. Why? When it's coming to the, when it's akhirah, when it's coming to the religion, it's from shaitan. Oh, don't talk to your dad, your mother, your friend, his sheikh, nothing of that. Advice, and sometimes from the benefit of advising, you may be wrong. So when you talk, you find out really you were wrong, and you benefit from that. Ala kulli hal, say a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, and know the importance of enjoying good and forbidding the evil, and that inshallah will help you to say. But again, have an knowledge of what you're talking about, and talk in a nice way, alhamdulillah, and the results with Allah Azza wa Jalla.
That was a quick answer. So inshallah, this is the last one. And this, it pertains to waswas, how to avoid overthinking about wudu, committing shirk, salah. A lot of the brothers who are practicing, they begin to practice Islam. This is the door the shaitan comes through overthinking, you know, satanic insinuations and so on.
For someone thinking, even though he didn't make guru, he did righteous action, maybe Allah didn't accept my action because of this. All this from the service of shaitan. You try, alhamdulillah, based on your knowledge, do the right thing, do it for the sake of Allah. Even if you fell short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla said in this Quran, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَقِدْنَا إِنْ نَسْلِينَ وَأَخْطَانَا. If you mistake while you try, Allah is forgiving you, inshallah wa ta'ala. Just take the means, do the right things, and think good about Allah Ta'ala, and continue learning your religion. Many times it happened when we are not upon bayina, upon clarity, upon certainty on this specific issue. If you know how the person make wudu, how you have a doubt after that, unless there is sickness. Sometimes that is a sickness. It's not because the person doesn't know. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen himself, rahimahullah, when he was explaining his book, Madurat Usul al-Fiqh wa Qawa'idi, he said some people, they have waswas. When he read the book, whenever he turned over a page, he said to himself, you divorce your wife with one talaq. He flip another page, you divorce second. You hit the third one, the third talaq is gone. He go to his wife, he say, I'm not married to you. That's what he, this is shaitan. The people of knowledge mentioned, somebody said to another scholar, I make wudu, and I don't think I make wudu. Even if I make wudu, what do I do? Okay, he said, come on, enter here. Enter here and go inside. And he sent to make wudu. He made it take wudu. He entered, he come out. He said, do you make wudu? He said, even the water didn't touch you. Even the water didn't touch you. He said, there's no salah on you then. He said, why? I'm a Muslim. He said, because Prophet said, Rufi al Qalam an thalatha, wa al majun hatta yathir. You crazy. You are not there. Until you wake up, no salah is on you. Because this is wasawis. So it's to fight this wasawis, to read the adkar, alhamdulillah, just to do. The ulama, they divide the wasawis into three. The doubts. Something all the time happening. Disregard that. Something which happened once a while, consider that. Once a while you don't have wisdom, but now you have a and there is a suspect, there is a reason. Be out of the doubt. Be out of the doubt. I don't remember the detail, but Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentioned in that book. And there is time you don't consider the doubt if you finish the ibadah. After you finish the salah, you doubt about, you pray 3 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah, you never consider that. Unless you have certainty, you finish that salah. But when you are inside the salah, now you consider it, and there is a way to correct it. Al-Muhim, it was always, it's from shaitan, your action is not being accepted, your ibadah is not well, you didn't pray, you didn't make wudu. If what you do is not what the regular people do, then know there is something wrong with you. So, cure. But inshallah ta'ala, do it the right thing and leave it inshallah ta'ala. Such a way the ulama, they say if somebody makes istinja, he uses bathroom, he kills himself, he believes that always he says, oh, I didn't kill myself. Maybe the urine has come, they say, the hadith says, put water on your clothes on that area. So when you see your clothes is wet, then you think, oh, that is the water I use in order to stop having a doubt, because it's from Shaytan, Allahu A'lam.
Again, we'd like to thank our Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him greatly for his efforts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put it on his scale of good deeds on the day that he meets him. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayhi. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.